Hi there, listeners. Welcome back to the Red Gold News podcast. And for you new listeners, welcome.
Hi, my name is Michelle Sokolova. This is my partner, Melly Matamoros. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about drugs orders, overdose. So what are drugs order overdose? Is when people use drugs that are recommended or given by the doctors, and they overuse them, or they get overdose with them, even though they were given by the doctor that drug. So there's a lot of different drugs out there that they're being prescribed by doctors, and kids or teenagers or several people get overdose with them just because of the misusage of them.
Yeah, like usually how people use the prescription, because doctors are the ones that prescribe that medication to you. Like often opioids are used as pain relievers because they contain chemicals that calm the body, and prescription opioids are often used to treat mild and extreme pain, but they also be used to like treat coughs and diarrhea in certain instances. So opioids can also make people feel high, which is what they're often used for non-medical purposes, because people misuse the treatment, right? So opioids may people feel that type of high, and since opioids are they're very addictive, overdoses and death are common, and this can be harmful. Heroin is one of the most addictive narcotics on the planet, although it is never administered in the United States, because that's something that is also a prescription in a drug.
So I never had any personal experience with opioids or any drug use, any drug order overdoses. But I do know some people who do tend to misuse the prescription medicine that they're given to them, but they never got an overdose, just because I feel like they think that if they drink more of it, they're gonna get cured faster, or the pain's gonna go away. But sometimes that's not, in the long term, it could actually affect them, because I've researched shown that once you drink too much of pills, you can have kidney failures, your kidneys can fail. So I don't actually use or drink any type of pills or medicine. Usually I try to contain the pain because I just don't like them. But have you ever had, Melody, any personal experience, or have you seen any personal experience in it?
Well, actually, yes, because I know someone who was kept in a hospital, and what they were giving that person was hydrocodones. And hydrocodones are a common prescription. They're considered opioids, which is the same like a drug usage. And hydrocodones are also called oxycodones, Percocets, and it's a narcotic pain reliever. And what it does is just calm your pain, right? So that's an addictive narcotic, and that was prescribed to someone that I knew, and they were so addicted to it that it became a problem. So that's something that I know about opioids, like misusing them or becoming addicted to that prescription prescribed by the doctor.
One of the things that I've really seen is the Tylenols. I don't know if that can really affect, or can those be addicted to them, because I've seen some people who actually drink a lot of Tylenols, how do I pronounce it, Tylenols? They're also pain relievers. And I don't know, I don't have really that much experience in it, because I never had any personal experience in it. I don't know, like, if Tylenol is also a drug that you can get overdosed with, or is any drug you can get overdosed with, or just specific ones?
Tylenol, you cannot. It's not an addictive thing. It's not a habit for me. But it may cause, like, serious liver damage and take it too much. So, no, it's not really an addictive thing or drug usage. But a common prescription opioid would be, like, hydrocodone, oxycodone, Percocet, oxymorphine, Tylenol. These are just opioids that are prescribed to people, right? And how these prescriptions are misused are that prescription opioids for pain relief are usually safe when used as directed by a doctor for a brief period of time, but they may be misused. Prescription opioids are abused in the following ways: by taking the drug in a form or dosage that is not recommended by the doctor, using somebody else's prescription or medication, taking the medication for the sake of getting high. That's what causes the addictive part, right? Like, just wanting more and more. And an individual can swallow a prescription opioid in its usual form when misusing it, crushing the pill, opening tabs, dissolving the substance in water, and injecting the liquid into a vein is a common practice. So some people even snort the powder as well. Whatever they do just to get that high is like misusing the prescription.
So they use it like the same way that we use drugs, like they can do it like that.
Yeah, and actually it does affect the brain as well, because opioids bind to an active opioid receptor in our cell and our brain, right? So like our spinal cord and other organs throughout the body, especially those involved in pain and pleasure. So as opioids bind to those receptors, pain signals from the brain to the body are blocked, and large quantities of dopamine are released into the body. When people take too much of a prescription stimulant, they usually experience relentless tempers, overactive reflexes, fast breathing, confusion, irritation, hallucinations, panic attacks, high fevers, muscle pain, and fainting. That's what happens when you take too much of that drug. Like, liver damage can also happen when you take too much Tylenol. So it's like a lot of effects come into your body. So yeah, that happens a lot. That's what doctors have to deal with when they prescribe medication to patients without realizing the type of damages it does to them.
And how can people, like, prevent from getting addicted to this kind of medicines? Is, like, there's a way to get, because some people probably will need, like, this medication. Is there any way for them to, like, prevent themselves from getting overdosed, or is you overdose addicted to it, or it's just gonna happen?
Well, that's a very good question, because doctors are, you know, some know that prescribing that certain medication to them will cause them to be addicted. So it just depends on the patient. Like, if they know and they're warned about that opioid, then what they should do is not take it. You know, like, most of them do need it, but eventually you just become addicted to it and it just becomes a problem. So I feel like it's up to the patient as in wanting to take the medication or not, you know?
Yeah, it's just very weird how, like, medications that a doctor gives you and just comes out that you can actually get addicted to it. It's just very, I actually never heard it personally, but it's actually really, really impressive to actually know about it. So what would you tell someone who's getting addicted with this different pills or medicines that are be given by the doctors?
Doctors usually are the ones that prescribe, right? And even to young people who had surgery and need that oxycodone or hydrocodone, anything to relieve the pain. So children even become addicted to it. Not children, maybe teenagers, adults, elders, all those type of medication prescribed to them can cause them
So I've been in the hospital after surgery I had, and I got morphine, I think was the one I got. Does it happen? Can it happen to everyone? Or just for the people who have taken it on a long period of time?
Given a prescription, anybody can become addicted to that drug because it is an opioid. You know, it's going to be a substance that's going to cause you to become addicted. So anybody that takes that medication will be having those cravings of the medication. Anybody, like, it's not just because you've already been immune to the drug, you're not going to get high. No, you are, and you're going to become addicted, and it's just going to become consistent.
Well, thank you, Melody, for keeping us aware and raising this awareness of how drugs can be misused and can also be, even prescription drugs can be give you addictions to them.
This episode was made for us by our Red Gold News. We thank you for listening to today's segment. For more context, visit our Red Gold News website to learn more.